Okay, good evening from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page 418, which is Resh Tes Amud Beis, and this is, today we're only going to do Sif Beis. It should be a short Shir Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, I think we're up to Sif Beis, if I remember correctly. Biv Shemachusa Dalet Amos B'meshach B'Rashusa Harabim, if you have a drain pipe that is covered and it goes four Amos across the Rishus Rabbim, the Yeshbo Dalet al Dalet, and it's four Tfachim by four Tfachim in terms of its width and length. Mutu Lishbo Chafilu al Pihabiv. You're allowed to pour out drainage, excess water, even by the mouth of the by the Biv, by the opening of it. Afilu Bimosachama, even during the summertime. Aval Bishamayim Yotzim Miyad Miyado Luchutz, even though the water goes immediately from your hand to the outside. Ulbavachli Silon Shal Eitz. As long as it doesn't have some sort of wooden contraption that prevents the water from being absorbed. But if it's made like a stone floor, mavlim, then it will absorb the water, vishari, and therefore it's going to be mutter. And according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, even if this biv, if this drain pipe is 100 amos long, you're not allowed to pour right into the biv during the Mosachama, during the summertime months, when a person cares to get the water out of his chatzer. Rather, you have to pour it outside of the biv, and then it will go on its own through it. But you're not allowed to pour it directly into this this drain pipe. So says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Tezayin, biv hu charitza asu lekaleach shofchin shebechatzu l'rishus rabim. It's a drain pipe that's meant to take water, that excess water that is being drained out of the chatzer into the Rishus Rabin. Arba Amos B'meshach. Tzorach Lomar B'meshach Arba Amos. It doesn't mean Arba Amos Meshach. It means B'meshach Arba Amos, that it extends four Amos. V'rotzalom. And what it means is Sha'arba Amos Harishonos Hasmuchus HaChatzer Hu Mechusa. It means that the first four Amos of this drain pipe that are closest to the Chatzer, meaning the first four Amos of this drain pipe that are in the Rishus Rabin and are close to the Chatzer, are in the Rishus Rabin, are covered. V'hu Rachav Gamkein Arba Amos. And it's also, I said before, talking before, it has to be also four Amos wide. But it could even be only two amos wide as long as it's eight amos long. The point is that it needs to be 16 square amos. To b'shir zeh, because if it's 16 square amos, yeshir levloas asayimayim sha'odamosu this topic b'chol yom, that's enough space to absorb two sa'as of water, which is how much water a person uses on a daily basis. V'alkein mekalin be'lishbo chalpi abiv ha'omid b'chatzer kimo b'chatzer shumachzit. And that's why you're allowed to pour the water by the mouth of the drain pipe, because it's going to be absorbed in the drain pipe, just like in a chatzer that's dalet amos al dalet amos. You're allowed to pour sasayim of water because it's going to be absorbed in the chatzer. Luchutz kiven duhu eino mechavim dafka shietzu luchutz, that since your kavana is not dafka to pour it out, valkena fil shietzu luchutz shari, even though it goes out eventually, it's mutter kanal bereisha sif, meaning as far as you're concerned, you're perfectly happy with it being absorbed inside that biv, which is covered and therefore has its status of Rosh Hashanah. So you're perfectly happy with it being there. But it goes in, but you'll know that it will go out, but that's not your purpose in doing so. If the biv is made out of wood, so it doesn't have any ability to absorb, so then that's as if you're having direct kavana that it should go out. And therefore, even if it holds 100 amos, it's going to be us. Ke'en ritzpa shalavanim. Meaning, the Mishmur is trying to explain why is it that a stone floor is considered to be something that absorbs liquid? Since when does stone absorb liquid? So he's explaining it's made of teeny tiny stones with a lot of dirt in between those stones, and therefore that's what makes it absorbent. That's why it absorbs the liquid. Even if the biv is 100 amos or whatever we said, right, meya amos, you're not allowed to put, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to pour right into the mouth of the biv. Ratzalom sharuch habiv b'chater hu meya amos u'bashir zeh b'vaday yivla amayim b'karka afilu achi asr neshamayim yotzin mikol chal rishus rabim. Even though you know that it's plenty of room for the water to get absorbed, nevertheless, you're not allowed to pour into it because you know that some of the water is going to go out into the rishus rabim, and that's coming out mikochel. V'naktinu lahakel kesfar rishona. However, we're making like the first opinion. Oh, hatzinor, we said, or if the tzinor is 100 amos, then you shouldn't pour. You shouldn't pour b'yimos hachama, but rather you should pour outside of the biv and let it go out on its own. So says the Mishnah Berurah, tzinor mikri masha manichin al agag v'al yado yorid hakiluach l'rishus rabim. Tzinor is a drain pipe that comes off of a roof, essentially, that takes the flow into a rishus rabim. So what we learned today is, first we said that unlike the Rambam, we paskin that if a drain pipe has 8 square amos of covered space and is made of a somewhat absorbent floor, you can pour water into it even during the summertime. Now, according to the Rambam, you need to pour the water at some distance from the drainage pipe. So, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to discuss tomorrow a little bit further in the Shitas Rambam. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem will do Se'if Gimel, and then the next day we'll do Shinun Ches Se'if Aleph. So we'll go Sif one Sif at a time, and then okay. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining, especially on such short notice.